This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of Seychelles, Patrick Hamani, held bilateral talks at Victoria this afternoon. Both leaders reviewed the full spectrum of bilateral cooperation and exchanged views on regional and international issues of mutual interest. Earlier, he was given a guard of honour at the State House with President Hamani also present. Several agreements were exchanged in a range of fields including agriculture, finance, space and health. Seychelles has conferred its highest honour for environmental leadership, the Guardian of the Blue Horizon, on Prime Minister Narendra Modi, recognising his commitment to sustainable development and green growth. Addressing the joint press meet, Prime Minister Modi said, both nations will continue to explore new opportunities for the industries of both the countries. He added that work will also be done to enhance connectivity between India and Seychelles. Prime Minister Modi today highlighted that India achieved major success in the aviation sector in June with the Made in India C-295 aircraft completing its maiden flight. Addressing the nation in his Man Ki Baat program on Akashvani, the Prime Minister shared that 40 such aircraft are being manufactured in India.
जून के महीने में ही एविएशन सेक्टर में भी देश ने एक बड़ी सफलता पाई है। C-295 यह विमान मेड इन इंडिया है और C-295 विमान ने अपनी पहली उड़ान पूरी की है और ऐसे 40 विमान भारत में ही बनाए जा रहे हैं। इससे एमएसएमई और एरोस्पेस सेक्टर को नई शक्ति मिल रही है। आज समुद्र से लेकर आकाश तक हमारा भारत अधिक सुरक्षित और आत्मनिर्भर बन रहा है।
Mr. Modi exuded pride that India has achieved success linked to the country's security and self-reliance this month. The Prime Minister also spoke about International Yoga Day, which saw the entire world join hands with India's efforts. He mentioned the World Yogasan Championship held in Ahmedabad, where India won a total of 114 medals in this event, including 102 gold medals. Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan today highlighted the central role of villages in realizing the vision of Viksit Bharat 2047. Addressing the Rashtriya Gramin Vikas Sammelan in New Delhi, Mr. Chauhan said a provision of over 1,51,000 crore rupees, including the state's contribution, has been made under the Viksit Bharat Gramin scheme to accelerate rural development while ensuring livelihood security for rural workers.
Village is not merely a part of India's geography. It is the soul of India. It is India's economy, its identity. A village is not just a settlement. It embodies India's civilization, culture, values of life, traditions, and has long been a center of prosperity. Our strength lies in our villages, and so does our future potential. Villages are also the strongest unit of our democracy. Today's conference is a meaningful churning of ideas aimed at achieving rural prosperity.
The External Affairs Ministry has advised Indian citizens not to commence the Kailash Mansarovar Yatra until they have obtained all the required travel documents for the complete journey. The ministry has issued the advisory after receiving requests for assistance from Indian pilgrims stranded in Nepal while undertaking the Yatra through private tour operators. Indian assistance sent under Operation Amistad has reached Venezuela. In a social media post, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar expressed confidence that the field hospital unit, relief supplies, medicines and medical equipment will bolster ongoing post-earthquake relief efforts in the country. Nagaland is observing National Immunization Day today as part of the nationwide campaign to protect children against polio and sustain India's polio-free status. The campaign aims to vaccinate 1,43,530 children below 5 years. With 2 drops of oral polio vaccine across the state. Vaccination booths have been set up in all districts and trained health workers and volunteers have been deployed for the intensive drive. To ensure that no child is missed, health workers are marking the left little finger of each vaccinated child. Kidambi Srikanth has advanced to the men's singles final of the US Open Badminton Championships at the Titan Gym in California today. Srikanth defeated Japan's Yudai Okimoto in a hard-fought semi-final. He will next face Wu Li Yang of Chinese Taipei in the finals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.